Hi there, welcome to Let's Chat, a podcast about anything and everything. Today's episode is going to be discussing digital literacies in education. Over the course of exploring my digital literacies module for university and getting to understand some of the implications of digital technologies in education, both historically and contemporary contexts, my understanding of digital literacies has developed and expanded from seeing it as a set of basic tools that we use in the workplace, like a smart board or a tablet, to recognising that it has a much broader, more nuanced competency. To me, it's now no longer about just knowing how to use these digital tools, but thinking about how we are critically engaging with the technology we now have access to, understanding its influence on the students, the information we have, the way we communicate, and its impact on society as a whole as we attempt to navigate the complexities that come along with digital technologies in an ethical and responsible manner whilst keeping the students in our classrooms safe. I feel that as an educator, this new, deeper understanding that I have has significant implications. Firstly, it makes me more aware of my own practice. I must consider, am I modelling a critical and ethical use of technology? Am I creating a safe space where my students feel that they can question the information we are giving them and not just agree and succumb to the digital content we are teaching? Am I helping them to become critical thinkers and not just users of technology? Are there any immediate risks to my students in relation to the safety or child protection? These are questions that must not only be considered before starting the task, but we must complete a dynamic risk assessment as we navigate our way through the task, ensuring our students are safe at all times. Whilst this is a high-stakes task for us as educators, we must realise that for our students the stakes are even higher. Being digitally literate in today's society is becoming essential, and not just desirable, in both our personal and professional lives. Even 10 years ago, there was not as big a need for people to be able to use things like the Microsoft packages, but now when you look at most job descriptions, this is in the essential column of skills and qualities rather than just being desirable. Our students need to be taught how to safely assess the information online and be aware of the credibility, whether to trust the sources they're looking at or not, and they need to be able to understand their digital footprint. They must know who can access their information, who can see what they've been doing online, and how it can affect them. Even if it's not today, it might be massive years down the line before this gets back to you. They must be able to protect their privacy as a matter of urgency, and most importantly, they must be willing to be flexible and adaptable as we learn more about digital technologies and develop them further so that the products can be used to their advantage. Understanding the historical context of technological advancement, how they came about and how we can move on from them also brings a critical lens. Who is and has benefited from these technologies and who is left behind? Are we providing equity for students across the globe or are we enabling those in an affluent area to create a bigger societal gap in wealth? Are we marginalising some voices by amplifying others? Are we using technologies to the best of their abilities or do we not understand them fully yet? We need to ensure that as a nation, we are encouraging students to question these things and make sure that they feel safe and confident enough to do so, so that they can evolve through their education and become critically thinking digital citizens. Overall, I feel that this whole experience has empowered me to make sure that I am digitally literate to be able to offer my students the opportunity to use digital technologies within their curriculum as they develop. I feel that I am more aware of the benefits that these tools can have on our students' educations whilst also being aware of the challenges that we must consider. As an educator, I must be willing to stay current, continually expanding my knowledge and be confident in supporting my students to do the same, meaning that they then have the opportunity to be active digital participants in our society. However, and most importantly, I must remain vigilant ensuring my students are safe online, protected from as many online risks to their personal safety and privacy as possible, not just in my care, but whilst they're navigating these technologies on their own by providing them with a safe space and knowledge to learn about how to keep themselves safe. We must ensure we are striving to provide an environment that is ethically considerate and mindful of creating equity and inclusion in education.